So we're good.
Call to order the McKinney Housing Finance Corporation meeting for Friday, September 14th at 8 a.m. We'll start with 1A-762, approved minutes of the McKinney Housing Finance Corporation meeting of July 13th, 2018. So move second.
Paul?
Yeah.
Okay, on to the regular agenda. 1A-570, consider, discuss, act on a recommendation to City Council for a request for qualifications for future affordable housing development utilizing public-private partnership with the McKinney Housing Finance Corporation. Open it up to any comments, concerns, issues.
I think it's fine.
Looks awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I looked at it, very detailed.
I looked through it myself, looked much better than the last one.
Does everything match, or is everything out from MHA? Yeah. It looks good.
So I'm just curious, because I know we had a lot of discussion on the points section. So how did this final version come up?
This
is it straight from?
From them.
Okay.
It's straight from them. We didn't do anything extra because it seemed to have worked for the Housing Authority.
Yep.
And the Housing Authority got it from HUD. So why mess with it?
Right.
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward and it describes everything, so I think it's good.
So this lobbying thing, do we all know that nobody can talk to us?
The committee members will. The subcommittee members, you all sign a sheet saying that you're not allowed to discuss anything with developers.
What about everybody else?
I guess we can have everybody sign it. I mean, usually it's just the subcommittee because they're the ones making the determination and see all the paperwork.
Okay.
The rest of the board won't have the RFQs in front of them to answer
but
any
I mean, just in
that.
General, do yeah. we all know that they can't
question.
Talk to us? Right?
That's a good point, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, they could call or say, I don't know, but...
Well, for the record, no talking to developers about the RFQ.
But I mean, if you come to the city and they ask for it, you provide them with the information.
Well, it will be issued. The RFQ will be issued. But I mean, if a developer calls you and says, I would, you know, what's the inside information? Or do you know anything about this?
Or I want to take you out to eat.
Hey, let's go to lunch. Right. You know, that kind of stuff. That's
would you like a car? You know, that sort of
thing. We don't accept any gifts.
And they all talk to purchasing.
Yes, we will direct all, we'll have all, the way it happens once it's issued is all questions are directed to purchasing that is listed in the RFQ and it has to be in writing so then purchasing can address the question to them and they send it out to everyone. So everyone has the same information.
Right.
Yeah. And so after it goes to City Council, what happens then? Does it immediately go out or?
Right. After it goes to City Council, I will send it back to purchasing for them to fill in the dates. Because as you see, the dates are still blank on when it's publishing and when it's due back. And then directly after that, it'll go out. We'll change it. And usually we publish on Sundays. So if it goes to Council on Tuesday, it could as early be out as that following, that Sunday, if not the following.
And does our legal need to look at this? Or is it more when you get into the actual agreement with somebody that they need to look at?
They'll look at it once it's on council agenda.
Okay. This thing's legal or the city council's legal?
City council's legal. We'll look at it when it's on the council agenda. And then afterwards, you know, we'll have our legal is the one that will pull up the contracts.
Yeah, they'll look at it.
Okay. Yeah. I like it.
Sounds good.
Do we have a motion?
Motion to approve the request for qualifications RFQ.
I seconded. Harry, now that you're here, do you want to take over?
All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Next agenda item is 18763. Consider discuss act on funding transitional housing and storage costs of an elderly disabled household.
Okay, that'd be me. So I added this to the list, the agenda for you guys, something that you could review and see if it's something you wanted to do or not. last year, when we built the Hernandez's house, you guys assisted with their rent during that process. So we have another elderly disabled household that's coming for us that we're about to reconstruct their home. And as you can see on this agenda item, I kind of listed that it's a three-person household. They're 88, 79, and 57. So we've got elderly and disabled. They're all disabled. The total household income is $29,000, which is less than 50% of the area median. Their house, they applied for a rehab through our CDBG program, but their house is too far gone, so it's going to be a reconstruct. So they're going to need to relocate while the process is going on. And unfortunately, since they're all on a fixed income, they all receive Social Security and disability, they're currently getting family and friend contributions to help ends meet. So being able to pay for any type of rent once they're displaced it's just not an option for them. So we're looking for other alternatives to help cover that expense for them while they have to be out of the house. So today we brought that for you guys to see if it was something you're interested in. I know it's not a rehab, but it would be partnering with us while we build the house. So then we're all part of building a new house mm-hmm. for them. So the cost that we have on here currently is we're requesting rent in an amount not to exceed $8,800 and storage costs not to exceed $1,800. Those numbers are based off of 8 months. We really feel it'll be 6 months that we can, you know, get in there. And Newsom has an opening that they could be in there in November, and we're looking to start the project in December, so they would be there a month prior to the project, so we have to demo and all that kind of stuff. So it's kind of what you have. I have provided a financial cost estimate, so we're looking at a total of $10,600. In your next year budget, because this would be next year's funds, 18-19 funds, you currently have budgeted $38,100 for to be determined project. And then you also have another $30,000 earmarked for homebuyer assistance. So you have a total of $68,100. And you haven't used your funding for this year either. So right. you have extra funding. I would like to add, though, that you guys funded a home buyer assistance on August 14th for $10,000, and you're funding another one today. So you're actually using your $20,000 of your $30,000 earmarked on that for this year. They just popped up out of the blue. Okay. So
that's a cash toward a deposit on a house, or?
No, it would be funding their rent at an apartment complex.
No, I'm talking about those two houses you just said.
Down payment closing cost.
Okay.
Yes. Sorry, I should have mentioned that later instead of throwing it in the middle of this.
How do you determine the people that qualify for these assistance? So how do they apply? Or?
For this household that we have right here before you, the elderly,
for
disabled.
And also for okay. the...
For this is just an elderly household that applied to the city for rehab, and they have no additional funds. When we look at their bank account, I even gave you, I think, the averages on here. Their average monthly... Their six-month bank statements are $185 and $45, so there's no extra money in there. Okay. And it doesn't mean that you guys have to assist them with this. You know, we can take it to another agency or see if there's someone else there that can help. But I just thought, since you guys are always looking for ways to help, that we'd bring it to you guys first and see if it was something you're interested in.
Does CDBG, they're paying for the total renovation, and they don't assist with rent?
We're unable to assist.
Okay. Right, so we'll okay. be helping them on that aspect. Yep. And I think it would be a good idea for us to do that, and since we do have room in the budget for it.
I'm always for these projects, mm-hmm. so if we can help in any ways, I'm all for it.
So the process for something like this, just out of curiosity, when it comes up, is there like a, not like a waiting period, but like a review period before you could motion to approve or vote for it, or can you just go right into? Okay, I was just curious for that.
And then what happens if the project takes, because I mean, 6 months to demo and build another house, and like, really?
We've actually budgeted for eight.
8 months.
Oh, okay.
So they have a 2 months.
So there's a buffer there. Yeah.
What happened last time is Newsom allowed us to sign a year contract and had it to where we could get out at 6 months if we needed to. And this is an average price that we gave you because we don't have the 100% on Newsom. So we're actually doing this at a rent at $1,100 a month, and Newsom's only $8. So if for some reason it went to 12 at Newsom, it would still cover the cost.
So Newsom, I mean, do they work with us on rent reductions or something like that? Like,
their rent is already reduced.
It's already, okay.
It's by income, right?
Right, so, and, okay. and it's for elderly. It's for elderly okay, and disabled, so it's perfect because they live very close to Newsom.
Right.
They live very close to Newsom.
Where is this house?
It is on Carver Street.
Which is on the other side of the 5?
Yes.
Okay.
I'd like to motion to approve 18-763 and...
I second.
Mm-hmm. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes.
Let's get to help.
If there's no other business, I mean, there's adjournment.
Look how much we got done in 13 minutes.